My name is Lynn Free, and with my co-host Don Newsom, we are starting another hour of the Don and Lynn Show on Saturday, April 7th. Is that right? Don, are you there?
I'm here, and that's right. Welcome, everybody. It's good to be back this week. What a powerful week it's been. And it's just great to be back on the air with you.
Well, this is a rare moment.
Hey, Don, how come I can only hear you on the left side?
Oh, I must have...
I was going to say, Don.
Yes, I gave you the worst headgear.
Notice,
it
folks,
only works on the right ear, but I figured you could handle it.
Now
my brother's with us.
Now your brother's there.
Yes.
And now he's screwing
double the
up,
trouble.
Okay?
Double the trouble.
Doug, do I have to flow around you screwing it up?
Doug can only hear out of one ear. I think he's bewildered.
It's my left ear.
Done.
Oh, that's too funny.
Ladies
sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Laughing.
Laughing
Don.
I would like
people to call up today and comment on Don's laugh.
Uh-oh.
Tell me, is it infectious?
Or horrible?
I figure he did it three times.
Is his laugh making you happy? How does his laugh? Do we have any psychiatrists out there?
I think we should run a poll.
They can analyze my co-host's laugh. And Hildy, you cannot vote for this one, okay? You're biased because he's your son, okay? But hello to Hildy. That's Don's mother.
Well, hello, Mother. Happy Easter.
Is Don's laugh joyous? Is it derisive? Is it condescending? Is it happy? Is it inclusive?
What exactly is it?
What is it?
What exactly is Don's laugh all about, folks?
Is it a Mona Lisa laugh? Or is it a moaning,
Lisa's laugh?
What laugh?
Yeah.
I know the absolute word for that, by the way. I knew it when I was born.
That's my twin brother. He probably did.
Yeah, I won't even share it, but instantly a word comes to me. Word came to him, yes. Many do. Some in succession.
I'm sorry.
What's the word?
What's the word? No, I'm not going to use it on air. It's quite
possible. Doug, is Don older than you?
Huh?
Is Don older than you?
No.
No,
Doug was a few minutes premature.
He was.
Yes.
That's probably what happened.
Yes, that's what I've been telling him happened all along.
You know, Doug popped out. And then
he figures he's older.
And you took a look at Doug and you started laughing and you never stopped.
No, he took a look at me 6 minutes later. Then he never stopped.
No one's calling to comment about your laugh.
Nobody's calling. Maybe they don't know the numbers. 877-876-5227. And if you're playing Wynn's game and you want to call, call.
And this is a spiritual broadcast for anybody who wants to know what the show is all about.
Yes, correct. Anyone who's aware, you know.
Is that a phone ringing in the background?
That was. Michelle got it.
Michelle,
yeah, she's beautiful. And we have another employee coming full-time. He starts on the 14th, folks, and his name is, believe it or not, the first guy to answer our employment ad in the local paper so that we could, you know,
the only
give
guy.
Back to
the
only
guy.
Response. Correct. His name happens to be Seth. And I'll tell you, when you meet him, and everybody will, you'll enjoy it.
How long do you think you'll last, Wynn?
What's that?
And how long do you think he'll last? We got to take bets on that.
How long will he last?
How long? I should.
Well, we can take. We can run a contest. We can run a contest. See who guesses. What psychic out there can guess how long he'll last?
You know, that's true. Funny, because we don't have a great track record.
I think it's because of Don's laugh.
Oh, so now we're leading to the whole program. I got you. So my laugh really is built into the theme.
Well, do you want to know it'll burst that laugh? that bubble win. And I know. And this got to him. And it hurt him. It hurt him. Today, he was mystified and a little bit disheartened. And I don't know what to tell him. I really need somebody to call in and tell him, yes, Don, it can be that way as a reality. It was true for you, and that's remarkable. But when he came here, he was mentioning that every fly in the room left. And, you know, I looked around, and that was true for a couple of days.
Yeah, but tell him about outside.
And then
tell outside
a fly showed up.
A fly showed up today.
Fly showed up.
Now, what Doug doesn't realize is this has been a
broke
week.
His barrier.
Hold on. I've been doing this a week.
He thought he was protected by the angels and the gods and the energy on high.
No, true
on high.
True enough. Blew my mind.
A spider web that was between the window and the door and stopped anything from the outside coming in that was pest-related. Am I correct?
You are absolutely
so
correct.
So there, that's the premise of the whole situation. And
yes, you're right. It is.
Sooner or later, a fly did break.
Burst
that bubble.
It did. So. And, you know, I wasn't even...
And it hurt him. It hurt him.
No, it didn't.
It hurt you.
Douglas said, look
it
at
hurt
that
you.
Fly. And I couldn't see it for 10 minutes. I'm looking around trying to find that fly. Then I find it, and it's just circling.
I told him. I pointed it out. He was standing beside
right
me.
Right beside it, looking at it.
I was pointing almost to, like, you'd point to somebody's nose in a way to get him to look in the right direction.
I'm standing right next to
it. For 5 minutes, he couldn't see the fly.
And it's just floating around.
It was there. He thought it was a net to begin with.
I look at it, and then I see it, and then it looked like a net. And then I said, no, that's a fly. You're right. And it stays circling around.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, I looked at it, and I didn't get angry. I really didn't, folks, because this Doug, what Doug does know, before he got here, this thing's been...
Because this was mystic stuff, man. There's something empowering about this belief, right?
Now hold on.
Now imagine what it's doing to him. I'm his older brother. He's just not confiding in me yet.
Okay, so here's the whole trend of the story. First of all, Doug knows this is a fly-infested swamp in here. He's worked in here. He's seen it. The flies don't stop. The mosquitoes don't stop coming in. The bugs never leave. He's been here. He knows it. Now, he's also been here. Now, I had it a week. This got to me to a point I sat down in front of
my
computer.
It's not summer yet. When summer arrives,
well,
it's more...
Now, listen to me. Because you've seen the flies swarming outside with the insects and the mosquitoes, and they don't come in. And
I told them there's something coming from the walls. It could be some sort of poison that's leaking through, or maybe we got really bad mold infestation.
See, he thinks
but
that the air in here could be
ultimately
them out.
Oh, that,
the
or that or the temperature or the smell.
Well, one of those was probably driving
but
the insects
But I figure
out,
we're going to see the infestation sooner or later again. Now, however, if Donald's magical, mystical, empowering gifts can keep them at bay, or the energies that he harnesses through his clear channel mechanism keeps them at bay, then we have something here that is spiritual related. And this show can definitely claim a spiritual root.
Hey, Doug?
Yeah.
Doug, I have something to share with both of you, okay? I'm going to read you something. This is not a channeling. Don't worry, Don. Just relax. I'm going to read you something, and I want to see if you guys know who wrote it. The guy who wrote this is very, very famous. It's a little piece that's called No Flies on Frank. Okay?
No Flies on Frank.
Yeah. Now, those
you spell
are,
Frank
those
with a C or a K?
K.
Okay. Oh, F-R-A-N-K.
Let's see if someone in our audience knows who wrote this. You'll be quite surprised. I guarantee you know who it is.
I already know who it is.
Well, don't tell me.
Starts with a K, then it's a person I revere.
I don't know, but is it a little bit in the kind of a strange? Let me see.
Let me read it, okay?
All right.
There were no flies on Frank that morning. After all, why not? He was a responsible citizen with a wife and child, wasn't he? It was a typical Frank morning, and with an agility that defies description, he leapt into the bathroom, onto the scales. To his great herald, he discovered he was 12 inches more tall heavy. He couldn't believe
Now, is that a bad thing? What's tall heavy?
Listen, we're not going to interpret this yet. He couldn't believe it, and his blood raised to his head, causing a mighty red coloring. I can't believe this incredible fact of truth about my very body, which has not gained fat since my mother begat me in childbirth. Though I walked through the valet of thy shadowy hut, I will feed no Norman. What great Quamsey hath taken me thus into such a fatty hard buckle? Again Frank looked down at the awful vision which clouded his eyes with fearful weight. 12 inches more heavy. Lo, but I am not more fatty than my brother Jeffrey, whose father Alec came from Kenneth through Leslie's who begat Arthur, son of Eric, by the house of Ronald and April, keepers of James of Newcastle, who ran Madeline at 2-1 by Silverflower. He journeyed downstairs, crestfallen and defective, a great weight on his boulders. Not even his wife's battered face could raise a smile on poor Frank's head, who, as you know, had no flies on him. No flies on him.
He had no flies on him.
His wife, a former beauty queen, regarded him with a strange look, but burly look. What ails thee, Frank? She asked, stretching her prune. You look dejected, if not informal, she addles. "'Tis nothing but what I have gained, but 12 inches more tall, heavy, than at the very clock of yesterday at this time. Am I not the most miserable of men? Suffer ye not to stake to me, or I might thrust you a mortal injury. I must traddle this trial alone. Lo, Frank, thou hast smote me harshly with such grave talk. Am I to blame for this vast Burton?" Frank looked sadly at his wife, forgetting for a moment the cause of his memory. Walking slowly but slowly toward her, he took his head in his hands with a few swift blows that clubbed her mercifully to the ground dead. Sorry, guys, this is a spiritual show.
Yeah. Okay, we got one death already.
She shouldn't see me like this, he mumbled. Not all fat on her 32nd birthday. Frank had to get his own breakfast that morning, and also on the following mornings. 3 weeks later, Frank awoke to the find that there were still no flies on him. No flies on this Frank boy, he thought, but to his amazement, there seemed to be a lot of flies on his wife, who was still lying about the kitchen floor.
And somebody wrote this. It's a humorist.
I can't not partake of bread, and that with her lying about the place, he thought aloud.
When?
Loud is spelled A-L-L-O-W-E-D, writing as he spoke. I must deliver her to her home, where she will be made welcome. He gathered her in a small sack, for she was only 4'3", and headed for her rightful home. Frank knocked at the door of his wife's mother's house. She opened the door. I brought Marianne home, Mrs. Scuthers Southerskill. He could never call her Mama. He opened the sack and placed Marion on the doorstep. I'm not having all these flies.
Yeah.
That's my laugh again, folks. Anybody?
I've been blown away. When you took this, you're going to continue. I'll bet.
We're almost finished. I'm not having all these flies in my home, shouted Mrs. Southerskill, who was very house proud, shutting the door. She could have at least offered me a cup of tea, thought Frank, lifting the problem back on his boulders. Signed, John Lennon.
I almost thought it would have been you. I was about to say, did you write that, Wim? But John Lennon and you, I would say, probably have a similar artistic bend when it comes to words. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
Well,
hey, don't worry, man. There was something magic in something.
I love
everybody.
The Beatles.
You know?
I love the Beatles.
Something magic. Something magic in those words. I don't know where
it
they came from.
It reminds me of that poem, you know? I shut the stairs. Yeah.
You shut the what?
Well, it's just a play on words.
Yeah.
So is my mother around?
Don. He calls out when he needs help. That's what happened. See, I got out 6 minutes early, and he was still screaming, Mother! Mother! Causing her pain.
Hey.
Yeah.
you want to hear one of my favorite poets? Let me see here if I can.
Do we have a choice? Do we have a choice?
Well, we have a caller. You saved us,
caller. We have a choice.
All right, now we have a choice.
Wynn was given us
ask for the parking lot, and it will show up,
or the parking space.
Here they come. All right, you're on the air. Live. Before you say another word. Should I turn your volume up a bit?
Turn my volume up?
Hi, welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. Don, Doug, and Wynn Show. No, the Wynn Show.
Oh.
Sorry, we changed that last week.
Jara. I called to buck you because we're not doing a show tonight.
That's right, you're not. You're actually taped over on the other side. You're actually running a pre-record over there.
Right now you're being heard on two different networks at once.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Yes.
We're so excited
because we were all wondering what can we interject into this conversation that would be so brilliant that would it capture us all, heart, mind, and soul,
and captivate Wynn.
Yes.
I thought that was Wynn that wrote that.
See? Boom! You want to talk about poll survey? Ask me anything, Wynn.
Now, my next comment is, what kind of fly do you have?
Well, these were...
Are they cluster flies? Do you have horses, llamas,
goats? There's all sorts of... Yeah, there's llamas out, horses out there. We have little flies, big flies, horse flies, small flies.
Do they have little pointed wings that look like an airplane?
Oh, you mean the airplane-type flies?
Yeah.
No, they stay on the runway.
Because if you have cluster flies, you're absolutely doomed.
Yeah, these are the small little ones that circle in a million times, and can cut an angle.
I know the cluster flies that come out on cattle, big cattle and things. No, nothing like that, no.
Is your house old or new?
It's fairly
old.
20 years,
as
the flow cries.
They could be in the woodwork.
The flies?
Yeah,
they could be anywhere, but they just, for some reason, now, even now, I mean, all the time, basically, and there's a swarm of them out there, usually, they stay out of here. Now, they never used to.
Not because this place is clean. I must point out this distinction, folks. It's not because this place is clean.
Maybe someone actually,
am I right on that point, Don?
Spraying the room without me knowing.
I'm hearing one hell of a noise, like everyone's talking at once.
Yeah, that would be Wynn. Yes.
Oh. He's easy to pick out.
Oh, and your laugh for me is a sign of relief.
Well, thank
because,
you.
Well,
not like a laxative relief.
Sometimes I get tense because I don't know where you're going.
How can I know where I'm going if I don't know where I've been?
And then when you laugh, it's a sigh of relief that I know you're not getting really tense on it. You know, you're not getting stressed out.
Well, oh my gosh, that's a measure of that's a good one.
Thank you.
And why don't you get 10 people calling in and we all laugh at once and just keep laughing and get the whole world laughing?
You know, the trick is when you finally do get it. Then
you'll be a Zen master. Then you'll be a Zen master, and you won't have to say anything. But you'll just be laughing.
Yeah, the laughter doesn't stop because it just.
Do we have the laughing monk? Is there such a thing as a laughing monk?
Oh my God!
Is there the laughing monk, the serious man who gets it to that degree that all he does is laugh?
My brother will make sure
you hear him. Is Wynn there?
Wynn. Wynn free. I'm trying to keep his volume low.
I'm just listening.
Oh, we finally meet Wynn. It's Jara. Jara from DreamPath.
Jara, this is the laughing monk, Winfrey.
Yeah.
Oh, Jara.
Yeah.
Jara.
Yeah.
Of course. The only person that listens to our show that understands.
You.
I do understand.
Jara, are you ready for another poem?
Okay, sure.
Can we qualify that? please.
Is this
can we can we ask like how long is it and stuff like that before you do your ending? Please let me know.
Was that almost too long?
Hold on. That's Chewbacca.
That was almost otherworldly.
Aren't we having? don't we have the whale coming aboard or the Chewbacca?
I'm
don't
in
tell
the
me call,
so
you go by Chewbacca, Wim.
No,
Chopki
or Chubuki or Chabki.
Wim, do you have a new name, Chopki?
What is it? It's not. What is it?
He tells me a lot about you when I'm away.
Something about a whale. Dolphin. The dolphin's name is Chibuk Chi or something.
Bok choy.
All right. Something you eat, isn't it?
Bok choy
is something you'd eat.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
an interesting name to choose for itself.
Between a salary
I'm a vegetarian
and a
plate, and I am here.
Salary and
I want to know if the dolphin.
Yeah, I like it, though.
No, you won't.
No, I don't particularly like
bok choy. You would not like it. No, you wouldn't like it. Even if it was stir fried, you would not like it. Trust me,
darling.
It's
a lot
like
things.
Prepared
soy meal. Deal meal. Yes, and that sounded pretty radical. Do you see?
Because if you do, you of course, it was brilliant.
Listen, you guys. We're going to lose our audience.
You can hang up on me if you want.
We're in the rebuild mode now, Wim. You didn't know? We're down to two listeners. We've been down to two for...
I'm going to have to listen to the archive because all I hear are like 10 people speaking at once.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Now, what am I doing wrong that I can't hear this properly?
Your awareness level hasn't gotten to that point yet, but when you get
you
there...
You want to actually hear the programming?
I can understand all the entities in my head.
How's this? Hold on. I know what... here, how's that? Is that a little better?
Pardon?
I'll tell you how you practice. Turn on the radio, one radio with one setting, and then you turn on another radio with another setting and listen to both radios at the same time. That's how you practice.
Pardon me?
Listen to two radios at the same time, or like three radios.
Well, I only have one ear, though.
Yeah,
I'm
but it'll help you if you want to hear more than one voice at the same time.
I hear voices from another planet in my other ear.
In your other ear?
I
know. It's like trying to focus.
That works.
Yeah. I know.
I've never had that happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't talk
to me. No, I've been like this for 5 years. It just happened.
Yeah, it does. I understand.
I've had brain scans, and there's nothing wrong.
I know.
I don't get it.
Me either.
I don't get it either.
Nothing
like,
wrong at all.
You know, are we becoming normal?
Actually, we finally are, aren't we?
I think we are.
Maybe we're just perfect right the way we are. I don't even know what normal is anymore. The question is, are you happy? You know you're perfect, but are you happy? That's the killer.
Well, I don't even know. I would have to take it a step further. Do you have joy?
I have joy, yes.
And does that joy extend out into your life, creating a happy atmosphere, a happy life, a happy, fulfilling?
I haven't been out of the house in 2 weeks.
Put your husband on. We'll talk to him for you. Wim, you take over from here. We do this for a living. That's my brother's dog. Yes.
Let's just have your dog take over.
My dog just took off.
Hey, here's another
challenge. She can no longer front for you, Wim. She can no longer front for you. That's just, you don't pay her enough anyways.
Wim, she does do tricks, but
those kind of tricks she doesn't do on air, Wim.
Right?
And flips.
So, Wynn, I heard you were coming out with a movie. You were going to be like Kings. King
Saddam.
Of the Jews or
no.
Something like that. Am I wrong on that? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, right.
Oh,
King of the Mormons.
No.
Come on. Tell me what your show's about. You're coming out with a TV show. I've heard all about it.
Here's another John Lennon poem. Are you ready?
I'm joking.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The moldy...
Huh?
Let's see.
What's the word, baby?
Will you act in our movie, Wynn? Will you act in our movie?
I sat alone. No.
You were?
I sat lonely down a tree, humble, fat, and small. A little lady sang to me. I couldn't see at all. I'm looking up and at the sky to find such wondrous voice. Puzzle, puzzle, wonder why I hear, but I have no choice. Speak up, come forth, you ravel me. I potty mental shout. I know you hitty by this tree, but still she won't come out. Such softly singing lulled me sleep. An hour or two or... This is a terrible poem. Forget it.
No, I would say when there's a good movie that might do in lieu of that. What's it called, Doug? We just watched it?
I'm not sure.
That one movie. You know, the one we watched
the Idiosyncrasy?
With that fella who was really funny, but
yeah,
his whole life was...
Yeah, 500 years in the future, and he became the smartest man in the world.
Yeah. What was that called?
Idiosyncrasy.
Was that what it's called?
Idiosyncrasy.
Now, that's
yeah,
a... You know,
like, he's an average
poems,
Joe and everything.
Go check that out, Wynn.
He's just average in everything.
Perfect.
A little over the top, but, you know, 500 years in the future,
Idiocracy.
He's the smartest human being.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Not idiosyncrasy.
Oh, yeah, well. Same thing. Same thing 500 years from now.
No, same thing. Just a little smaller. Same thing, yeah. You remember that? Hey, if anybody knows where that's coming from, I'll give you the last BBS T-shirt. If you can, you know, save the MP3 of this or listen to it in the archives and follow what I just said. Tell me where I got it.
Tell you where you
then
got
you'll
what?
Get the last T-shirt
on
BBS Radio.
I've been online.
The
I don't know what he's talking about.
The last T-shirt we've got here, folks. It'll be shipped out.
Has anybody got a clue? Do you have a clue? Does anybody have a clue?
Somebody will have a clue. But you're going to have to email me.
So when are you putting the archive up?
I'm always late.
Oh, I know.
But since it's the Don and Wynn show, within a few minutes. I'm hoping sometime next week.
Wynn, what happened to all your channelings?
That's what I love to hear.
Wynn?
Either that or Chewbacca.
Wynn?
Were
you in communique with the other side?
Wynn?
Yeah, I know you were, because you told me you were, so I believe you. And when you told me you were... And I began to believe you. I began to listen to you, too. Now I believe you and I listen to you.
So now you got to tell
so
us.
So now you got to tell us another channel. You got to give us data. You got to tell us why. The why of it. I know that's deep.
Give us answers, Wynn. Give us answers.
We come to you now.
See, I've converted them for you, Wynn.
Well... First answer is, one must have only one person speaking at a time to communicate. So therefore, we're not...
Not in our family.
You can't talk at the same time you're listening. You got to work on your skills.
Because you're just never going to get a word in.
Is this how you and Doug... grew up?
This is how you learn.
What if you were
to
a spy?
Multiple things.
Wynn, what if you were a spy? What if you were working
you
like
actually listen
covert?
And talk at the same time.
What if you were listening like covert? Does that movie
all the interrupting?
The movie's
if
The Bourne Supremacy.
You
just blow your mind.
Talking.
You know that the movie The Bourne Supremacy must have went wow, right?
You did, didn't you?
Because here was a guy who saw everything and knew everything at a glance. That must have just blew you away. Come on, admit it. You wanted to be him.
Do you want to be born?
Did you want to be born?
Now, who are you asking this question to?
Jake's talking to us. I don't know what we should
do. Sorry about it. It's cold.
Hey, crawler. Swim there.
Oh. Okay, when you have the platform, you have the soapbox.
Yeah, but I have to want to take the platform.
This will be a first if you don't.
Well, I'm happy just being quiet and listening.
That's only because you have an intelligent presenter in my brother.
Oh, thanks, Doug, for that. Folks, tune in often. Please.
You know, what do they say? What do they say? You either lead or you follow.
Or you don't.
Or
you follow.
Something like that.
Yeah,
well, on radio, it's most true. You either lead or you follow.
There's a third
or you don't.
You either lead, you follow, or you flush the toilet.
That was very zen. What sound did that make?
I have comment.
Please. Address.
After your show last week, I will never worry about being professional again on the radio.
So your ratings will suffer.
Then you'll end up with two listeners like us.
Hey, I say,
and
the
you're
more
one of them.
I say the more prep you put into a show, the more you stress out about its content, the more you do the whole beginning thing, you know, the better off you are on one spectrum. And on the other end of the spectrum, the more you just let it wing it, the better off you are. And I think there's a lot of shows in here that actually do both.
They're actually, our show is a study on how to do a terrible show. And if anyone wants to do a good radio show, we put this show on as an example, especially since it's by the owner of BBS, on what not to do. That way, he can have some quality control for all the rest of the week.
Hey, there's never... Did you just shut me off?
No, I just turned you down.
He just turned...
Do you see that?
You see what he does when he has power in his hand? He's like one of those border crossing guards, you know? Give him a little power, he pulls you over, he searches your car, he wrecks your day. Why? Because you looked at him funny. And he's a Canadian border guard now. I'm joking. I have nothing against Canadian border guards. Well, I did have one against one, but he was because it was a former teacher. Can I say that on air? I don't know, the two don't mix, do they? You know, I had this very wonderful insight today, Wynn. I had a few wonderful insights. Do you want to hear one of them?
I think your brother's going to make fun of you, so...
No, I wouldn't do that, Wynn. I leave that to you. No, uh-oh. Oh, I see. No wonder. Yes, Don, I only paid half the mortgage amount. I'm joking. You know, I was thinking about how school systems would be better off if we had a learning environment that had a certain way of teaching. And the first way of teaching is that what you all do is we are experiencing life. We just experience it, right? Then the second way of teaching would be to reflect on the experience. Kind of makes sense, right? Go inwards, think about it, talk to yourself. So, every classroom should have two parts to it. One, we go out there and we just bang it up. We learn. We rip into it. The second half, we sit back and we quietly meditate. Hey, we give ourselves 5 minutes to say the prayer before the beginning of every class or whatever it is. I don't know, the pre-am, who knows. But why don't we give ourselves half the day, half that hour to think about what we learned? You think that would make a difference in how we grew mentally?
Absolutely.
No. You think so?
Yes.
Well, then why don't we institute this? What's going on here? What's up?
Who am I talking to, Doug or Don?
That's Doug.
This is Doug?
This is Doug.
Doug, I'm going to send you two things. Two of our shows were on exactly what you're talking about. So I'm going to send them to you.
Really?
Yeah. I'll just send you which one. Because, the material in it is awesome.
It's wonderful.
There's the Canadian guy that's down in Vegas right now, and he's infiltrating the school systems as well as educating parents on children, you know, like our indigo children, et cetera, and how to alter a small adjustment in the family lifestyle in order to bring out the creative gifts of the so-called troubled child. And this man is absolutely amazing. And, he's got some beautiful concepts about schools and, you know, how nothing's working in the new paradigm anymore. Nothing.
Well, think about the power that comes from even giving yourself alone time. The weird psychos that go out there and kill people or whatever, you know, they're put into alone time because they're threatened into it, and they sit there and they manifest that reality thinking because it's such an important, all these things that they're learning, and they just keep floating through their head over and over and over and over again, so they manifest some alternate reality. Isn't that a strange thing? But don't you find that most of those people were, you know, stuck in a hole or shoved into a closet or something where they were given a lot of alone time to think? So does that paradigm truly work? Yes, but I think only if you can somehow direct their thoughts on wonderful experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm just qualifying my statement.
Yeah.
When? You really want to read another poem. I know you're getting upset with us.
I'm not getting upset with you.
Yeah, you are. I can feel it.
You want the floor.
He wants the floor.
He wants it.
Don't you feel the rage?
He wants it.
Don't you feel the rage?
Take it.
Take it.
I know.
Take it like a man.
I do not want the floor. You guys are doing a really good job. And I'm just listening. I'm being, you're entertaining me.
Are we?
I love you, Wynn.
We love you,
Wynn. I love you, too.
It's all right.
All right, well, why don't you do, why don't you, you're very courageous.
I'm the female version of Wynn.
She is.
Wynn. I am.
Now,
I
that,
am.
Now that is a qualifying.
Are we talking physically or mentally?
Not physically.
Oh. Yeah, I couldn't imagine that.
I
don't even know it's
I
possible.
I could even say spiritually. Spiritually.
Well, do you like to...
And where we are with how we're relating to other people and...
So you like to go to bars to meet people?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't go out of
so you get drunk every night and, you know, slap women
nope.
around? No.
No.
Well, I don't think you would win
on
any of
the comments.
Not much common at all.
I've
not
even
had
a
legitimate life there. I don't know. So what's
you
up? Where'd this analogy come from?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I mean, you don't shave your legs, do you?
Win or me?
Well, Win, you do, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, come on, Wynn. Talk to me. Get back in the game, son. Get up. Well, then I'll just have to bring you another pearl of wisdom, Wynn. Because I have many. I think a lot. There are many days I think too much.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I should maybe get off the line and let someone else call in.
You were so much, you were actually so much fun. I didn't have to depart too many words. I only like to give one word of wisdom per show. I'm going to be one of those guest speakers that comes in and just blows everybody. One word.
He's
I'm going
to
say,
leave it to you.
And everybody's going to go, wow, that was he. That was he.
Integrity.
Jara,
oh, something just hit me.
Jara?
I am not joking. Something just flew across the room and hit the chair here.
Well, we've got a portal that sends our flies over there.
Oh,
it sends our flies over to everybody who gets on the
air. I don't want your fly. Oh, it was my whistle. It just flew at me.
Jara, that's an interesting name. I like the sound of that. How
do
you spell that? J-R-R-A?
I love it. You know, one of those dollar store items that you just have to buy?
Can you roll yours?
Yeah, I love roll toys. I like to play in my playground, which is the world.
Exactly. Jara, well, your show's Dream Path, right?
Yeah.
And it's on, usually with Dennis, of course, on at 5:30, or 6:30, excuse me. And it runs till 7:30, right?
Right. The second and
on the late night.
Saturday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just about every other week or, you know, whenever you guys...
Yeah, whenever.
But yeah. It's usually at least every other week.
Well, we were doing it every week. And we decided in April to go down to twice a month.
Right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
For coming on with us.
Yes.
Well,
we appreciate
you.
It. Thank you for
thank
putting
you
up with us.
And now I'm going to have half an hour before our show starts to listen to you guys.
There you go. We'll enjoy the time.
Yes, I will. I just wanted to feel what it's all about.
Well, now you got the perfect understanding. We love you. Take care.
Okay. God bless.
God
bless. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you. Thanks for coming.
Wynn, do you remember when I spoke to you earlier and I tried to trick you?
What'd you do?
Remember when I tried to convince you I came online? You didn't know who it was and you said it was me.
Yeah.
You knew my voice. I was trying to pretend I was Donald. Nobody knows our voice, generally.
They don't?
Even over these lines right now, can they tell I'm Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Simply.
Oh.
You sound like me.
Yeah.
But not that much like
you. Just like you. Well, I didn't get the laugh right, but I've got everything else down.
Well, you guys look the same, too.
Yeah. So how'd you know it was me?
Because
I even used his line, my friend.
And he even had
Remember
hairspray
that?
On.
I thought I had you. I thought, there's no way. I got on there. I said, give it to me, Michelle. He'll never know. She hands it to me, and I go, how you doing, my friend, or whatever it was I did, just like Dawn, because I just heard it a second prior. And you nailed me. I think you're a gifted man, Wynn.
I'm trying to tell you that.
There are not many people that would have got that. I wonder if my mom would have got that.
Your mom knows the difference between the two of you.
Never know.
Oh. You didn't look the same at birth, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Pretty tough to tell.
I can't even tell our baby pictures apart.
Yeah, tough to tell. After the age of 8, we became different.
After about 3, you know, you turn his picture around, and then he's...
He had more droopy cheeks. That's how you could tell. His cheeks were droopier. Does that make sense? Yeah, I've got more of a square jaw. I'm more square in the face.
Yes. Droopy cheek syndrome.
More round, droopy cheek syndrome. Stronger nose, but droopy cheeks. Yeah. But you're a good looking man, Wynn. Aren't you a good looking guy?
No, I'm pretty ugly. I got a big nose. Hey, how come Don got married and you didn't, Doug?
I don't know. I guess I heard too much about overpopulation and all that stuff. It stuck with me. I'm doing my part. I don't just think it, I am it. And to boot, I haven't driven a vehicle in 3.5 years. How's that grab you?
You haven't?
No. Imagine that. But I eat meat. Does that make me evil? Come on, we all have our way, don't we?
You know what? It's not what you put into your mouth. It's what comes out of it.
Yes. It's what you think before, I think, that makes all the difference. That's primary, isn't it? I always say that. You're going to think it before it is.
But you know, I was yesterday. It was more the day before, starting to... I think, you know, this is an interesting topic. I think there's like this band of communication out there. You know what I mean? A band of communication where you can kind of communicate with people all over real time.
It's called a grid.
Some people tap into that band that are walking and talking, running and playing.
Mm-hmm. It's called a grid.
Is it?
Is it?
We've defined it
to the grid.
To a grid. So what is a grid? It's like a crisscrossing pattern of what?
Energy.
So a grid refers to any crisscrossing pattern of energy.
No, I'm not going to. You'll just have to read some books.
He's just giving it to
you. I love you, man.
Yeah, but
it's so interesting to notice how, even in spiritual dynamic understanding, we allow for such broad definition, and yet that is the nature of being spiritual awareness, depth. And so we allow for more depth of definition, and yet to ourselves it might be more defining.
Is that oxymoron at work there?
I could pull something English on you, but I'd be afraid it wouldn't go by you. Whoop!
So
You got it.
You have any poems today?
I don't. I haven't written a poem in a long time, my friend. I have relegated myself to the domestic bliss of working in my apartment nonstop.
In Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Right on the sign.
Yeah. So my break is to come out here and work on BBS. That's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's a break. It's almost like everybody needs a vacation. Well, you'll need a vacation if you tell yourself you need a vacation, but my vacation is applying my energies on something new, and sometimes that just might be a new endeavor, a new task, or a new... doesn't matter what it is. It could be a new job if you want to think of it as a job, but it's just something
else.
What
are you doing visiting Don for?
I don't know. 7 or 8 different things I got to get done.
Like what?
Like lots of different
things. It would bore you.
Yeah.
And the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all technical. You know,
those things you got to string together.
To make up flow lines. To
and
make up a grid.
And those, yeah, connecting gadget thingies.
So do you believe we got the transistor from aliens? When? Did we get the transistor from aliens?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? You haven't been reading current events?
No.
But
I could look it up on the internet. So I do a search on transistors and aliens.
So tell me, when are you going? I heard you were going to, you know, do another channeling for us. When's this going to occur?
Who said that?
I don't know, it just popped into my mind. You know, you said I could trust the voice in my own mind. Well, my mind just said, when's going to do another channeling for us all?
I heard it too.
Yeah, but I'm channeling all the time.
Really?
I'm channeling right now. Who do you think is talking to you?
You're a living channel. You're already at that stage where you're off it. You've already got that down, huh?
This is not Wynn. This is the reflection of the channel of the high self of Don and Doug.
Wow. What if I told you I didn't like what I see in the mirror?
Well, there you go.
Okay, that's it. I think we can close it there.
So do we have Bok Choy on?
I'm sure he's listening, but he says, you guys sound like sharks, so he doesn't want to show up.
Ah.
You have to make
first you make the judgment, and then you take action.
Well, I want to say before you close the show, Wynn, thank you very much for allowing me to be on. It was a pleasure to be with you and my brother. It's always enlightening. It's always fun. It's always enlightening. I'll be smiling for at least a few seconds later.
The first few seconds?
All right, Doug.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Doug.
Should I call in the light down?
Actually, we've got about... oh, a few more minutes. About 2.5.
You said we were going to go a little longer because we started later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can go a little over.
Yeah. He's coming on after us. Fred Bell, right?
Fred Bell, the Dr. Bell Health Science and Energy Show.
He doesn't care if we go over, does he?
We've never gone over. I don't know if I want to find out.
That's the truth with our whole show. We've never gone over.
That's right.
This is the show that goes under. You know, if you want to be sure you don't get thrown off the air, you just be co-host with the boss. Is that right, Doug?
He left. Doug's gone for the day.
Doug did better than I, because he came in as your brother. All right.
Well, let's call in the light.
All right. Now, you know, to call in the light, we have to be a little bit more reverent, okay?
It's special. It's an Easter weekend.
So we've got to create a little reverence here, or else they're not going to show up, okay? So this is like, I like you guys who are listening, all two of you, to switch your frequencies to a little more reverence, because we have to create a group energy between us right in this moment. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, Doug, and all those people listening, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. Now, all of us who are listening right now have the power to move our consciousness into the flow of energy that radiates from the center of the universe. And the way this feels is, starting out in your imagination, imagine a huge energy transmitter flowing through, entering your body at the top of your head, flowing through your body, opening your chakras up, leading through your feet, and going to the center of the earth. And that you exist in that energy flow. And from that energy flow, expand that out to Don and myself and to all those other people who are listening right at this moment. And we create a group energy amongst us all. And we ask for the presence and the blending of those group energies on what you could call the other side or other dimensions, who are positive to join with us. And now we have a huge group energy, and we send this energy around the earth for its healing, for its upliftment. We send it to the trouble spots in the world, the Middle East. We send it to Washington, we send it to New York City, we send it to Seattle. And this is actually real. This is a real energy. Even though you don't see it, and imagine it for the moment, send the energy to those people in your life that you care about, that need more healing, more love, more balance. See them in this energy. And most of all, send it to yourself. Lift yourself so you can lift those around you. And on that note, I'm going to turn this back to Don.
Fine.
Thank you for being here tonight. We'll see you next week. My name is Lynn Free. I'm the author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Don, take it away.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for being here. Once again, another day with Don and Wynn. We're going to be up next with Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. Believe me, folks, you know, that's a fabulous program. That's one you don't want to miss, so we know you're going to stick around.
I love you.